Hi.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. So from your research, can you describe some of the experiences that the Muslim Australian people with Muslim Australian background face?
Yep, absolutely. I've got some really interesting anecdotes from the field. I might just explain that there have been 340 research participants. So some of those are in-depth interviews, some of those are focus groups, some of those are sort of week-long or multi-day workshop participation. So by that we mean we go into a site and make artworks with young people around their experiences and talk about their experiences through making.
Wow.
So there are different ways that different age groups and community members engage in the study. So they're not all interviews, they're interviews, focus groups and workshops. And from that, the broad finding of the study is that we need better religious education because there is not a lot known about religion across religions. So secular communities don't necessarily know anything about religious sort of beliefs, and particular religions don't necessarily know that much about other religions. So a really, you know, fairly straightforward sociology of religious education in upper primary school is going to support greater awareness and ethical behaviour. And the study certainly has found incidences of what I would call religious prejudice, in which, you know, people are confronted in public situations because they are visibly Muslim. So that has been very alarming to hear about, and it's very distressing for people to talk about. And I think one of the problems is that there is this relationship between fear and anger and religion in public culture. And so it's hard because a lot of the media reportage, of course, is around anger and religion or terror and religion. And I think that we need to be really careful to also tell some of the positive stories. So a lot of the time, some of the stories I hear are about people that live through wars. A lot of my research participants have come from other countries because the countries have wars. And they've, you know, they've got multiple languages, they have multiple degrees, they're living in economically quite difficult places with, you know, a very small income, but they're doing amazingly and they are sustained by their religion. So a lot of the stories I hear are stories about, you know, living quite complex lives and the sustenance that religions give people on a very everyday kind of quotidian, which means everyday, very everyday kind of level. So these are the same people that often suffer persecution. And I think that one of the ways to stop the persecution is to share more stories about the very simple sides to religion. And the majority of people in the world are religious. We need to remember that, and we need to increase our capacity to empathise and see why. Nothing's going to change the fact that religion is a big part of social life, so we need to do a better job of dealing with that.
Absolutely. And you mentioned before that a lack of education of religion and also media coverage has kind of accumulated to, has kind of been the reason for this. But can you think of why it's led people to publicly confront people? Like, what is the reason that people publicly confront these religious people?
Look, I think there are a number of reasons. I think it's a complex social issue. So I think that sometimes it is around ignorance and sometimes it's around fear. And when the two come together, that's where you get some really nasty kinds of behaviour in public. But I was quite alarmed when acts of violence were witnessed by others and people didn't stand up and say, hey, that's not okay. So it seems to me that there's a broad lack of understanding about the very sort of everyday sustenance that comes from religion.
And coming to schools, how can schools kind of promote this religious education? I know that when I was in school, when I was younger, it was all Christian education, but I didn't really learn about any other religions. So how can schools kind of implement this?
Well, there needs to be mandatory religious education that's not religious education to make people religious, but religious education to understand religion in upper primary. There are modules about ethics, and often they are explored in relation to religion, but it depends on the school and the context, and it's not, I don't think it is specific enough. So throughout the curriculum up to year 12, ethics education doesn't mandate any engagement with religion. So it is possible that you could sort of come through Year 12 and have passed all the objectives of ethical education without having discussed religion. So it does mandate things like sexuality or disability, but it doesn't talk about religion. By it, I mean the guidelines for curriculum and achieving objectives. And I think that really needs to change, because across Australia, so in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra and Adelaide, the research has found religious prejudice, and that's based on a lack of understanding.
Mm. And looking outside, I mean, we know that education happens in schools, but, you know, even when you leave school, you should continue to learn. We've got time for one final question. Is there anything that, like, citizens can do to help educate others?
Absolutely. So I think standing up and speaking out when you hear religious prejudice. And I also think participating in religious cultural festivals, you know, there's Ramadan at the moment, which is a period of reflection and a period of learning that's based around developing your humility and your capacity to empathise with those who have less. And that's often followed by an Eid celebration. So going along to, you know, the local mosque Eid celebration, they're usually open to public, finding opportunities to engage with religious communities. In the same way that Australia celebrates Christmas and Easter, we can celebrate multicultural, so a range of different religious festivals. And I think supporting that, taking your kids along, teaching your kids from an early age about religious life, I think is one step towards a better multicultural society.
Mm. Anna, I think that's incredible advice. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks a lot.